Climate action is the new buzzword, and why wouldn't it be? One world is all we have, and our world is at risk. Countries, corporates, and citizens claim to be doing all they can to save the planet from climate change. Green energy is being floated as one of the top solutions. We are replacing coal with hydropower, fossil fuels with solar energy, petrol and diesel cars with electric vehicles. EVs are being pitched as cleaner, greener, and sustainable. But are they? What's clean for the environment may not really be clean. Hidden beneath the shiny exteriors of an EV is a story of blood batteries. These cars drive human rights violations, extreme poverty, and child labor. Hello and welcome to Gravitas Plus. I'm Palki Sharma Upadhyay. An electric car runs on battery, you know that. But do you know what these batteries are made of? Rare metals like lithium and cobalt. Cobalt gives the battery stability and allows it to operate safely. It's a bluish-grey coloured metal. It is found in the Earth's crust, or what we call crustal rocks. Cobalt has several uses, like in jet turbine generators, tool materials, pigments, and smartphone batteries. But its major use is in lithium-ion batteries. Half of the cobalt produced goes into electric cars. We're talking about 4 to 30 kilos of cobalt per battery. This metal is found all over the world, like in Australia, Canada, China, Cuba, South Africa, the United States, the Philippines. But 70% of the total supply comes from one country, Congo, the Democratic Republic of Congo. Let's zoom into this country. DR Congo is the second largest country in Africa. Its GDP is around $49 billion. Congo is synonymous with conflict, poverty, and corruption. Beneath the country's red earth is the world's largest deposit of cobalt. 92 million people live here. Some 2 million depend on cobalt production. They are called négociants. Cobalt mining in Congo is divided into two categories, industrial or large-scale mining and artisanal or small-scale mining. What's the difference between the two? Artisanal mines are unregulated. Labor laws do not apply here. Neither do safety protocols. These mines produce 20 to 30% of Congo's cobalt. Some 200,000 miners work in these mines. At least 40,000 of them are children, some as young as 6. These children flirt with death daily. They enter vertical tunnels. Most of them are too narrow for adults to enter. Inside, it's like a furnace. The children dig for cobalt under inhuman conditions. Sometimes they have shovels, but mostly they dig with their bare hands. They have no masks, no gloves, no work clothes, and sometimes just 20 minutes worth of oxygen. But these young children go on for hours. After digging, they crush the rocks, they wash them, and carry their finds to the market to find a buyer. How much do these children make? Sometimes as little as a dollar. Cobalt is a multi-billion dollar industry. It is estimated to be worth $13.63 billion by 2027. But this money never reaches the child who is spotting and extracting the metal. In poverty-stricken Congo, even a dollar is worth risking one's life. Many die trying to make this money. ABC recently profiled a woman who lost her son to a mine-related accident. The boy was 13 years old. He told his mother he was going to the market to buy coal for her so that she could cook. Instead, the boy went to a cobalt mine to try and earn an extra buck for the house. The mine embankment collapsed. The 13-year-old never returned home. Between 2014 and 2015, at least 80 artisanal miners died in Congo. In 2019, an accident killed 43 miners. According to one estimate, 2,000 illegal miners die in Congo every year. Many suffer permanent lung damage, skin infection, and life-changing injuries. In 2019, some families from Congo filed a lawsuit. They named companies like Tesla, accused them of aiding and abetting in the death and injury of children. The lawsuit spoke about a child. He was referred to as John Doe 1. John was working as a human mule since the age of 9. He would carry bags after bags of cobalt just for $0.75 a day. One day, John fell into a tunnel. Fellow workers dragged him out of it, but they left John alone on the ground. When the child's parents found out about the accident, they rushed to the mining site. It was too late. John was paralyzed. Doctors say he will never be able to walk again. Why do children work in these high-risk mines? Because of poverty and the hope to get out of it. Families in Congo are betting big on cobalt. It's like their crypto, their chance to make it big. The metals demand has tripled in the last decade. It is expected to double again by 2035. The demand is being driven by electric vehicles. Today, there are more than 6.5 million EVs on the road. By 2040, that number will touch 66 million. So that's 66 million multiplied by 30 kilos of cobalt. Do the math. By 2050, the demand for cobalt production is expected to increase 585%. Congo's families want to ride this wave and tide over poverty. Sending their children to the mines is not a choice for them, but necessity. These children end up working as artisanal miners or informal workers. They're not employed by any company, but several companies line up to buy their finds. You see, it is cheaper to buy cobalt from a child than a regulated mine. And who understands business better than China? Most of these companies dealing in blood batteries are from China. It dominates the global supply chain of cobalt. China owns up to 50% of the metals production. It controls around 80% of cobalt's refining. In the last 15 years, Chinese companies have bought out North American and European companies mining in Congo. Today, Chinese firms own 15 out of the 19 industrial mines in this country. In exchange for Congo's cobalt, China has promised the country billions in investment in the form of infrastructure, schools and roads. Now, Congo is another example of how stories featuring China never end well. Today, China is leaking blood cobalt into the supply chain of electric vehicles. Chinese companies are buying cobalt from children, encouraging them to participate in the trade of blood batteries. One of the largest cobalt processors in Congo is a company called CDM, or Congo Dongfang Mining. It is a subsidiary of Zhejiang Huayu Cobalt, a Chinese company, of course. Huayu supplies cobalt to electric car makers like Volkswagen. 40% of Huayu's cobalt comes from Congo. In 2016, the Chinese company was called out by an NGO. It was branded a benefactor of child labor. Huayu pledged to clean up its act. But did anything change on the ground? Reports raise serious doubts. This is one part of the story. There is blood in China's large-scale mines too. There, workers are abused, discriminated, beaten, and made to work without contracts and sufficient ration. One worker told the media, and I'm quoting, "If a worker dies, the Chinese don't report it to the government. They bury the person hiding the corpse and bribe the family to keep quiet." That's your electric car killing people even before it hits the road. Did you sign up for this? The world's biggest car makers are complicit in these crimes. I'm talking about the likes of Tesla, Volvo, Renault, Mercedes-Benz, Volkswagen. They all source cobalt from Chinese mines in Congo. Sure, they claim to have a zero tolerance policy when it comes to child labor, but they too know that there is no way to fully map their supply chains. Back in Congo, President Felix Tshisekedi has pledged to act. In 2019, he established a state-run company to focus on health and human rights. But that hardly helps when Congolese officials are accused of overseeing child labor. In 2020, Tesla announced it would start using cobalt-free lithium-ion batteries in its electric vehicles, but the company followed up the announcement with a deal with Glencore. It's a cobalt mining company, and this deal was for 6,000 tons of cobalt a year. 6,000 tons a year. Doesn't add up, does it? Much like the claim of electric cars being clean, these cars run on dirty energy, on blood batteries. And this is not climate solution. This is human rights abuse. And the two cannot coexist. Climate solution is not supposed to be at the expense of human lives. Long story short, electric vehicles have miles to go before they can claim to be clean.